we can't compare the situation that pertained last year to what we are experiencing now. It's much, much, much better. So we can say that is one of the most positive things that has happened, that it created a much freer environment where people could speak more easily, where people could congregate, where people could associate with those that they wanted to associate with in a much flexible and freer environment than what prevailed last year and before then. The other aspect from an economic point of view that was positive was the introduction of the multi-currency environment. Even though the challenge is that not everyone can access the foreign currency, the other real challenge at the political level is that the government itself is still fragile. The old template is refusing to die. So that's why you see what we saw, where the MDC decided to temporarily disengage because the global political agreement has not been implemented in the full. So we are saying, yes, there were improvements this year, but however, we could have gone way, way, way further if the old template had actually been replaced by a new template, if there was harmony within the new government.
Mr. Dube, as an ordinary person and as a manager at a major company, what do you see as the progress of 2009 and events going forward?
There were major improvements in various sectors, but I like to believe we could have done better despite the setbacks that later came in during the year. Of importance to note was the availability of basic commodities in the market, especially if you look around this festive season. Most people had Christmas as they last had in the 90s. People managed to travel to the area to see their friends and relatives. That was an added off in 2008 because of challenges like fuel, transport, and etc. We saw the business activity improving. Even the capacity utilization started to pick up. But what was worrisome was the threat of the GPA. And it remains a major concern because the GPA remains under threat at the moment. Then one major challenge that we have is cash flow.
Mr. Kanyenze, what do you expect to be done by the new government in 2010?
The first thing that has to be done is on the political front, where there has to be serious commitment to implementing what has been agreed in the global political agreement. So that is a very critical aspect because it will unlock a process through which international partners will be able to come and assist us. It is clearly the case, and Mr. Dube has highlighted this issue, the lack of availability of resources. It must be emphasized that Zimbabwe cannot go it alone. At the moment, Zimbabwe needs a lot of external assistance, but that external assistance is waiting for a credible government. So that's one of the key challenges, I think, that is holding back progress.
Mr. Dube, what do you expect the government to do for the people next year?
First of all, I think we'd like them to commit every party concerned to the GPA agreement, especially on resolving the outstanding issues. They are holding back the confidence of international investors as well as the local investors, even in ordinary men. And then secondly, we would like our government to harness all sources of funds international, as Professor Kanyenze has alluded to. As Zimbabwe cannot go it alone, we need international funding. Then the third item would be to continuously separate business issues from politics. We do not want to see the case of NESU that is currently happening in Zimbabwe happening again.
How did both of you celebrate Christmas, and how are you going to celebrate the New Year? I'll start with Mr. Kanyenze.
This was a very different Christmas. It enabled us to basically enjoy like what we used to do in the past, but not quite like in the past, because we still have a lot of our people that do not have access to the resources. We are looking forward also to finishing the holidays with our families.
And finally, Mr. Dube.
As for the New Year, the traditional noise making, the fireworks and all that, everyone is geared for that kind of New Year.